I'm Carol Hills with The World. Argentina's new conservative president, Mauricio Macri, is off to a fast start. He wants to boost the economy and fix what he sees as a Byzantine system. So he's devalued Argentina's currency. That's something he pledged to do in his campaign, but many people didn't think he'd act so quickly. Associated Press editor Peter Prengeman is in Buenos Aires, and he says there's a reason Macri made the call soon after his inauguration.
He wanted to get them out of the way before the full summer starts, you know, when people are kind of more focused on the holidays, focused on Christmas, because these are, you know, this is a really kind of bitter dose of medicine.
So who does this benefit?
This benefits more than anything exporters, and particularly the agricultural sector. Argentina is one of, you know, three or four world bread baskets. And for a lot of years, the sector had a lot of trouble exporting its grains, its corn, its wheat, its soy, because in part of the exchange rate. There were also a lot of problems with export taxes, which Macri also eliminated.
What are Argentina's big exports?
It is the world leader in soy export. It also exports a lot of corn, a lot of wheat. A lot of dairy products. Most of the dairy products are in South America and the neighboring countries, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay. So those are the big ones.
So who are the losers in this move?
The losers, honestly, are the consumers. Inflation was already about 30% this last year. The day after the peso was devalued, the prices skyrocketed even more. Going to the supermarket is—it's kind of a ridiculous experience in many ways. You feel that maybe you're in London, you know, or someplace that's just crazy expensive. Prices shot up even more, and this created a lot of anger.
Yeah. So isn't there kind of a—it's a double-edged sword. You may improve your exports, but you may lose support among your own population. Isn't that what this new president risks?
It definitely is. It definitely is. You know, from the outside, you hear about some of the controls and how this government, the previous government, managed things, and you think, wow, this is crazy. But you also have to remember it's something that people really liked. I mean, you wouldn't have a previous government in power for 12 years if there weren't large sectors of the population that really benefited by a lot of the things that the government did. So he definitely risks that. That said, you know, he's betting that he's going to be able to bring in more foreign investment, that an Argentina that's opened up to the world is going to perform much better. And in the end, people are going to be happy. That's kind of the bet.
So, you know, if you look at Argentina over the past several decades, it kind of goes up and down in terms of its economy. It can do well and then suddenly tank. Is there a sense in Argentina that this move to devalue the peso is going to stabilize things and Argentina is going forth in a strong position? Or do people feel kind of, whoa, not sure this is going to work, and worried?
I would say all of the above. Like you said, Argentina has had spectacular booms and spectacular busts. That's kind of been its more modern history. And so there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear. The policies that led to the bust in 2001, 2002 were open the economy up. So I think Macri learned his history and has made very clear that he's going to keep a social net for the poor. But there's a lot of fear that, okay, this had to happen, but what does it mean? You know, what's it going to mean in 6 months, in a year? Are things going to be even worse?
Peter Prengeman works for the Associated Press. He's based in Buenos Aires. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks. Bye-bye.